said, you either save it or sign it or he won't live. And so I signed the release.
Mm-hmm.
And he operated on the next morning. He's in the operating room about 5 or 6 hours.
Mm.
They took him the next morning, and then, they said he died on the operating table, Dr. Agnew said.
Oh, really?
And they had to revive him, you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But anyhow, they kept him in there so long. We all got so tired. My daughter, she had his watch, had an old brass chain on it.
Yeah.
And she wore that around her arms, and her arm was just as green as grass. She kept it, was all so nervous, you know, and walking the floor.
Yeah.
And then after they brought him out of the operating room, he had to have a tube down in his throat for 2 weeks, and one in his nose, and one in his side, and drained for 2 solid weeks.
Mm.
And I'd go in there, and he'd tell me, he said, why don't you take this mess out of my nose and mouth where I can talk?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say it, but he wanted to try to say it, couldn't he?
Yeah.
And I said, honey, it's happening. They drained old poison out of his stomach. Oh boy, it looked pitiful. But the jug's full. They'd empty a jug twice a day, leave that half of them. They'd take a nap in the nurse's room twice a day.
Mm.
They had two run down in a glass jug down under his bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dr. told the children, told my son, said, but don't tell his wife. And they didn't tell me, but I went up there one morning, about the third morning.
Yeah.
After I went up there every day.
Yeah.
Stayed with him from about 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock at night till they run us out.
Yeah.
And we had a special nurse with him three solid weeks. We had a special nurse with him.
Good.
Day and night. Had to have it.
Yeah.
So if he went strangling, you see, they'd know what to do with that tube.
Yeah.
And he told my... He came up there the third morning and, well, I done told my daughter. I said, Geneva, you don't need to kid me or fool me anymore. She said, Mother, what are you talking about? I said, Daddy had a cancer, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
She said, Mother, who told you?
Mm.
I said, I know that's what was wrong with Daddy. She said, oh yes, Mother, I'll tell you after you bladed it out.
Mm-hmm.
So he come the next morning, and I was sitting there looking over at him, kind of perked up, felt a little better because they'd done and told me what it was.
Yeah.
And he said, morning, Ms. Gold, and how you feel this morning? I said, just fine. I said, I'm doing just well if he'd just get well. Well, he said, just take care of him, maybe he will.
Mm-hmm.
But he told my son he'd down if we'd ever get taken home.
Oh, really?
But we took him home the third week, right? The last of the third week we took him home.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be 2.5 years with a tube at his side, draining in a bottle.
Oh my goodness.
And he wouldn't let nobody empty that tube but him, that bottle.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't let nobody take that bottle and empty it but him. And he's looked at that bottle. If he looked at it one time, he looked at it 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
But he told us not to tell him. He said, honey, they ain't a fooling me. Said, you know, that stuff could be coming off an old cancer.
Mm.
That's what he'd make her in law.
Mm.
I said, oh, honey, just forget it and empty it and wash your bottle out.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you ain't a fool me. He said, I ain't no fool.
Mm, so he really knew then.
Yeah, he really knew what he had, but we never did tell him, Dr. How was not to.
Mm-hmm.
And then the night he died then, well, we called him. He's off at another call, so he sent Dr. out. Now, see, you got to have a doctor if they pass away. He died in my son's arms up there.
Is there right?
Yeah, my son was on the bed and had his arm around. He said, don't lay me down, Roy. I'm choking to death.
Hmm.
And Roy said, Daddy, I ain't going to lay you down. Said, just lay your head on my shoulder. And when he done that, he was gone.
Hmm.
And he asked me to take, last word he said to me was, honey, take my teeth out. I'm choking to death.